This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks opened their regular season Sunday on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. They're hoping to do better than their one-and-done playoff appearance last season. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, you've watched training camp and the exhibition games. What makes you optimistic about this season?
Well, I think they finally made quarterback Russell Wilson happy. They've hired a new offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron. They've had a new tight end in Gerald Everett. They've had a new lineman in Gabe Jackson. And they've also got a guy I like a lot, the rookie second-round wide receiver Dee Eskridge. I think the offense should be significantly better because they also kept their three big play guys in DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and Chris Carson. Additionally, they have the best special teams in the NFL. There's no tandem like place kicker Jason Myers and punter Michael Dixon. And the defense last year had 37 sacks in the last 10 games. That led the NFL. Most of those guys are back, and I think that's going to be a difference maker for this team. And they're going to play in the loudest stadium in the NFL once again, we hope.
That's right. Fans are back with COVID protocols in place. So what makes you pessimistic about this season?
Well, as Seahawks fans know, Russell Wilson has never missed a game due to injury in his career. But he has taken 40 or more sacks for 8 seasons in a row. That is an NFL record for quarterback. And he's never missed a game? That can't continue. The law of averages has got to play into this somehow. The next highest quarterback in that list of 40 sacks or more had 6 consecutive seasons, and the guy retired to 30 with injuries. So it's working against the Seahawks to keep Russell Wilson this healthy this long. And speaking of regression, I think the Seahawks have been very, very lucky these last 2 seasons. They were 9-2 last year in games that involved fourth quarter comebacks, which is astounding. And then in 2019, they were 9-2 in games decided by 7 points or less. They always seem to win the close games, but I think mathematicians and statisticians will agree there's got to be a regression to the mean. And the other scary part about the Seahawks is their cornerback situation. I think, Kirsten, you and I are the only people in Seattle who've not been asked to try out for that position. I'm not going, I don't think you're going, and I'm not sure who they've got that is going to be playing well at cornerback this year for the Seahawks.
All right. Well, which is it then, Art? Are you optimistic or pessimistic for the Seahawks this season?
I'm optimistic that they're going to be a better team, but I don't think they're going to top their 12 wins of a year ago. I think the NFC West with the Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, and Arizona Cardinals are all going to be better than last year. I'm not sure the Seahawks are going to get any closer than 11 wins and 6 losses, and they're not going to improve their playoff position. I'm sticking with that, and the listeners should feel free to throw vegetable matter at their radio.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.